You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up in our weekend bulletin, the US Federal Reserve moved its management of the post-pandemic economic recovery into a new phase with what may be the last in a historic series of interest rate hikes and heightened attention to credit and other economic risks. The US Central Bank raised its benchmark overnight interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point to the 5% and 5.25% range, as expected by financial markets, but in doing so dropped from its policy statement language saying that it anticipates further rate increases would be needed. The change doesn't foreclose the central bank's policy setting committee from hiking rates again when it meets in June, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell said it was now an open question whether further increases will be warranted in an economy still facing high inflation, but also showing signs of a slowdown and with risks of a tough credit crackdown by banks on the horizon. We are closer or maybe even there. Powell said of the endpoint of rate increases that have boosted the Fed's policy rate by a full 5 percentage points in the 10 meetings since March 2022, a torrid pace for the central bank and one that may now warrant allowing some time for the impact to be felt in full. In a separate development, the World Bank's 25-member executive board on Wednesday elected former MasterCard CEO Ajay Banga to a 5-year term as president, effective June 2nd, the bank said, ushering in an Indian-born finance and development expert charged with revamping the lender to tackle climate change and other global crises. Banga, 63, was nominated for the post by US President Joe Biden in late February and was the sole contender to replace departing World Bank chief David Malpass, an economist and former US Treasury official who served in the Trump administration. The election came after World Bank board members interviewed Banga for 4 hours on Monday. Malpass's last day at the bank will be June 1st. The decision came in a vote by 24 of the board's members, with Russia abstaining instead of the usual consensus-based process, a source familiar with the process said. Moving on, notifying changes to the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, the Finance Ministry has brought in practicing chartered accountants, company secretaries, and cost and work accountants carrying out financial transactions on behalf of their clients into the ambit of the money laundering law. Lawyers and legal professionals, however, seem to have been kept out in the new definition of entities covered under the PMLA. In a May 3rd notification, the Union Finance Ministry said activity will be recognized under the PMLA if these professionals carry out financial transactions on behalf of their clients, such as buying and selling of any immovable property, managing client money, securities or other assets, management of bank, savings or securities accounts, organization of contributions for the creation, operation or management of companies, limited liability partnerships or trusts, and buying and selling of business entities. Tax experts said that given the onerous compliance and low conviction rate under the law, the inclusion of CAs, CS and CWAs was uncalled for. Amit Maheshwari, tax partner, AKM Global, a tax and consulting firm, said, due to a few unfortunate incidents, services such as setting up companies by CA, CS and CWA have come under PMLA. The PMLA Act is very stringent and compliance is very onerous. The conviction rate and PMLA is very low, but the entire process is extremely difficult to go through. These professionals are already regulated by professional bodies set up under various acts of parliament, and such measures are uncalled for. And finally, Apple Inc.'s results beat expectations, showing off the tech giant's resilience in a slowing global economy thanks to better-than-expected iPhone sales and notable inroads in India and other newer markets. Shares of the largest US company by market value rose 2% after Apple exceeded Wall Street's expectations for revenue and profit for the April 1st quarter. The company's results contrast with disappointing figures out of big chip makers due to a slower-than-expected rebound in China's economic growth. Apple executives on Thursday said gross profit margins for the current quarter would be better than forecast despite an expected dip in revenue as supply chain issues have improved. Apple said sales for its fiscal second quarter ended April 1st fell 2.5% to $94.8 billion, ahead of expectations for a 4.4% decline, according to Refinitiv data. Profit was flat at $1.52 per share compared with estimates of $1.43 per share. iPhone sales were up 1.5% to $51.3 billion, besting expectations for a 3.3% drop. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.